The second that little red light on the top of the camera lit up and the tape started rolling, I would freeze. I'd forget all my lines. It got so bad that once the director asked the PA to hide in the bushes and whisper the lines to me, just so we could finish the feature.
She didn't think she was right for the job, but in 1994, Sister Lisa DeSena became the church news anchor.
And then he asked, almost irritatedly, like, "What's wrong with you?" And I was kind of taken aback, and all I could reply was, "Excuse me?" And so he repeated his question a little bit more irritated. "What's wrong with you? The crews dread working with you."
She thought she was incapable. She didn't think she was pretty enough or talented enough. But she learned that she didn't need skill. She needed confidence, but not in herself. You're listening to Remember When, a podcast that celebrates God's amazing love through the big and small moments during the last 50 years of the Church of Christ in the West. Having been involved in church media since 1994, Sister Lisa DeSena shares her struggles of being an on-camera talent and the biggest life lesson she's learned.
My start in media came as, I guess, sort of an accident, if you will. It was after the 80th church anniversary, and I'd been telling everybody how impressed I was with that big video wall they had up on stage, and how cool it would be to man the computers that controlled the video wall. So when Brother Stephen Kroll, one of the ministers who paneled our program The Message, said to me, "Sister Lisa, I recommended you to TV Productions. Please report there tomorrow." I was kind of nervous and giddy at the same time. I had assumed I was going to get to play with those computers or edit or do some other fun thing with the computers. But when I got to the theater, I found out that I was screen testing for church news. I can still remember the patient smile on the face of the production assistant when she informed me that they don't need any help with the computers, but they did need help with reporting the news. I was torn. My first thoughts were, no. Surely they could find someone better. I don't know the first thing about this work. But I didn't want to seem ungrateful. I mean, just having Brother Steve recommend me was a huge blessing, like a compliment of sorts. So I told myself, I'll just do my best and trust they'll find someone better, and that will be that. I won't have to come back. But then they called me back, and just like that, I found myself going out to report on church news. I'd like to tell you that it was a great experience, that I was a natural and that it was the most exciting time of my life. But that just wasn't the case. I was terrible at it. The directors, production assistants, and cam ops were all so nice to me, always encouraging me and telling me I was doing great. But no matter how well they prepped me or how well I did during practice, the second that little red light on the top of the camera lit up and the tape started rolling, I would freeze. I'd forget all my lines. It got so bad that once the director asked the PA to hide in the bushes and whisper the lines to me, just so we could finish the feature. I was so sure that it was just a matter of time before they replaced me. But of course, the Almighty had other plans. So he sent someone to teach me one of the most important lessons of my life. I was walking down a hallway one day headed to TV Productions when an old man, whom I've always assumed was a minister, stopped me and asked me in Filipino, Are you Lisa DeSena, the one who does church news? And I replied, "Yes, sir." And then he asked, almost irritatedly, like, "What's wrong with you?" And I was kind of taken aback, and all I could reply was, "Excuse me?" And so he repeated his question a little bit more irritated. "What's wrong with you? The crews dread working with you. They say you're fine during practice, but when the camera comes on, you can't do anything. What's wrong with you?" I remember being speechless for a moment until he had prompted me again, like a, "Well?" And I started, stuttering and answering, or more like thinking out loud. I answered, "Well, we're the true servants of God, right, Paul? And he replies, and? So I continue, we serve the Almighty God, right, Ba? And another, and? Almost like he's impatient already. So I continue, there are over 6 billion people on the face of the earth, and I'm all they could come up with? God couldn't give them someone younger or smarter or more beautiful who actually trained in broadcasting? I feel like that when I'm on TV, everyone is thinking, when they see me on TV, that I'm an embarrassment to the church. Like, we couldn't find someone better? And then there was a pause. And then he did the most unexpected thing, okay? He just started laughing. He threw his head back and laughed, and then laughed some more. I remember standing there wanting to cry. I had just bared my soul to this guy about why I was insecure about being on TV, and he was laughing at me. Of course, in retrospect, I can see the humor and irony in it, but at the time, I just felt small, humiliated, until he started to speak. He explained, if God had chosen someone as you described, smart, young, beautiful, that person would rely on her own skills. He chose you because you know you are not any of those things. And because you know that, you will pray and ask him for help. And because you pray and ask him for help, he can fulfill his promise to be your God, to bless you, and to give you whatever you ask of him in our Lord Jesus Christ's name. Wait, do you pray? Of course, I answered, all the time. I pray for everything, which is kind of why I was a little confused about being so inept at doing this work. And then he answers, well, there you go then. He added, just have faith that your prayers will be answered, that in the few moments that you're on TV, God's love will cover your imperfections and the viewers will only see what he wants them to see. I remember thinking a light bulb went on in my head. True understanding. You hear Bible verses in the worship service all the time, but matching the verse to the personal situations is not always easy. But in this case, pray, have faith, and trust that whatever the end result will be, it will be the answer to my prayers. As he wills it, not as I will it. I mean, that's something, because then I had to stop worrying about what the outcome will be. Good or bad, it had to be his will. I changed overnight. I was no longer afraid of the red light or what people would think when they saw me on TV. I just wanted to serve God and do my best. The rest of it, I trusted to him.
It was that piece of advice that taught Sister Lisa the secret to success, to trust and be confident in God. And to this day, she shares that piece of advice to everyone she meets. Thanks for listening to this episode of Remember When. Do you have an experience you want to share? Tell us. Send us a message on INC50 West on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook.